Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Good for you. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another splendiferous episode of No Need for Apologies.
That's a good word.
Is that just playing out of the thingy?
Oh, yeah.
It's not in the headphones?
Nah. I didn't hear it at first.
That's all right. I'm the guy, Dave Temple.
I'm the great boy, Derek Gaines.
And, yeah, a little technical difficulty there. The baby T's doing the best she can. There's a fucking rainstorm going on outside.
We cooking.
Guests are at MIA. This place is leaking. I got to give it to you, baby T. You're the new Han Solo. It used to be Natalie, but you are the new Han Solo.
T is the new Han Solo. I like it.
Yeah.
I don't know what sort of dorky thing to say there.
Tiana Solo.
I'm your father or something. I don't know.
Oh, you know what to say. Shut up. Don't act like you're
Harry Potter.
That shit.
All that fly shit.
Yeah. Who would be the equivalent of a Harry Potter Han Solo? So Han Solo was the dude that would always fly the ship in Star Wars, but he could fly any ship. You know what I mean? Like stolen, broken, old, whatever.
Yeah.
You know
if it's got a hover on it, we can get there.
Yeah. Who's the guy like that in Harry Potter?
I guess it would be Harry. Harry. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess Tiana is kind of like Harry.
Sure. She's
up underneath of the steps. She makes a lot of videos of her living underneath the steps.
Hilarious.
I used to see those videos on TikTok. It'd be Tiana just fitting underneath the staircases, talking about, I pay $2,300 a month.
Yeah, they be trying to push those. They try to sell those off.
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck them little nooks?
That's how I
know. New York try to get you for a nook, $900 a month.
That's how I know the future is going to be more of that. Because we see that now. Like, if you've looked at new apartments, like all of the new buildings, every apartment, every unit itself is a fucking closet. It's just like, you could put a projector over here and put your TV on the wall. You got a little kitchenette, and then you just got like a little fish tank that you live in. Man, you figure out what you want. But you got a shared pool. You got a game room. You got a state-of-the-art gym. You know what I mean?
Nah, I'm going to try to push for this condo. Give me a two-bedroom.
Yeah. They're there, but it seems like most of them are being used for photo shoots. Like,
that's fine.
All of the dope apartments in the city are available for hire, $200 an hour for a photo shoot, music video,
yeah, man,
cooking show.
People,
you know,
be buying these shits up and then renting them out just to make all the money back.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, living in it seems a little bit ridiculous, huh?
Yeah, but I still want to live ridiculous. I want to be a Manhattaner, man. I don't give a fuck how much it costs. I just got to make that much bread twice, maybe three times.
Money.
I got to make bread.
All right, let's get into some announcements real quick, and let's get the show started. Have some fun here.
All right, yeah.
Real quick, guys, make sure you guys follow.
Please talk into the mic.
Jesus.
I know. She turned it this way because apparently.
I'm in the mic, T.
No, she's talking to me.
Oh.
She would only have the audacity to yell at me. Right?
Please talk into the mic.
Right?
No, I yell at you both.
Why are we getting yelled at? Stop.
I'm just saying.
I'm getting a talking to by the weather.
Please adjust your mics.
Or you guys just do something with the mics to make them work. Or you know what we should do, T?
What's that? Oh, T.
What?
I should get a mic on both sides. Can we do that? They get like two little mics that go,
Nigga, sure, that sure. Was weird.
I don't like this podcast,
hey,
whatever.
Take
like,
it,
I want to be like all them young.
The fucking, it's more like, you know how Forrest had all the mics when he was doing that speech? How about we do that? talking to all the mics. And yeah, Vietnam
way, I could
was
just
bad.
Yell around crazy. You could never find a mic when you need to say something important.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Follow the podcast at NNFA Podcast across all platforms. Subscribe to us on the YouTube channel if you can. Like, subscribe, share. Thank you guys so much for moving the needle up. We are past the $7,000.
$7,000.
You know what? I'm going to see if I can equate it to $7,000. I'm going to get all of you to send me a dollar.
Send Dave a dollar.
In some way, shape, or form, which is actually bringing me up to the new announcement, all right?
What's that?
NNFA ATM, putting it on hold for a little bit. Just a little bit there, you know what I mean? The writing schedule, whatever you got going on.
Yeah, my schedule fucked, so
right,
I can't get to the studio.
So you let me know when you're ready to redo that again.
Yeah, because we got
to
watch some films.
I'm still creating content on that day.
Okay.
And what I'm doing with this now, guys, I'm just going to surf the web. The same shit that I was doing on the live show, we're going to go through some different videos. Some of them are going to get a bit more hardcore. So this is definitely going to be behind the paywall. And for those of you who are always, you know, you go to gasdigital.com, use promo code NNFA for a 7-day free trial, get access to all of our old shows, all of the movies that we have watched, all of that stuff is up there. Now, here's the thing I get a lot.
What's
here's
that?
The thing I get a lot, and I got to answer. You can't stitch it. Websites stink. And then some people, I don't want to support them crackers. All right? Okay.
What are you talking about?
People.
Oh, yeah.
People in general. I don't give them crackers no money. Okay.
Yeah,
relax.
A lot of people don't like gas digital.
So here's what I'm going to do. For my YouTube people that are listening now, and all of those objections that you've given me, as far as why you can't do NNFA ATM, I am going to reactivate my Patreon. It never went down. My Patreon is still there.
There you go.
So patreon.com/I'm Dave Temple. You can go there, join at just the regular Patreon level, mm-hmm. $5 per month.
$5 a month.
That's
the
it.
$5.
That's a cup of coffee.
$5.
That's a cup of coffee. So what I'm gonna do with
that's expensive ass coffee because usually
$5 cup of coffee.
Bodega coffee, $2.
You don't drink bodega coffee no more.
I do sometimes.
You don't drink bodega coffee.
Feel like
coffee
a peasant.
No
sometimes
more.
I drink a bodega
no,
coffee.
No, you don't. Okay,
sometime
well,
it'd be better.
For the
sometime.
Price of
just sometime.
Two bodega coffee.
There you go,
all
boy.
All right. You can go ahead and support the Patreon, support the show in any way, shape, or form. I'll be totally transparent with you. Make sure that we're going to give that money to little baby T because
we got to get niggas to
they don't do everything they're supposed to do. This nigga, he's already rich.
Everybody needs to eat.
So
everybody
we're just going to make sure that we can take care of little baby T for the cost
of one cup
of coffee a month.
We saving a baby tea.
I know a lot of you do it. I see a lot of people donate on YouTube. Thank you. That was always good. And then there were some people who were just like, I don't feel like putting my information in YouTube. So all the objections are over now.
Niggas don't trust nothing.
And if you want to donate more than five, you
donate.
And this is the deal. I will make sure I'll send you something else. I'll send you a t-shirt or something in the
mail
if you still get on the higher tiers.
T-shirt.
Text everything to the show, 707-785-NNFA, 707-785-NNFA. And yeah, man, for the people that are watching live stream right now, tomorrow we packing up and heading over to London, man.
London,
which oddly enough, we just found out we are on two separate flights, 20 minutes apart.
20
from
minutes
one
apart.
Another.
What is that?
Yeah.
That's like fraternal twins.
That is.
What the fuck is that?
Are that many people going to London? You feel the
yeah, like two flights?
Nigga, like there's a 10:40 and an 11 o'clock flight.
They both at night. I'm going to run into this nigga like, all right, I'll see you over. Like, what? That's so weird.
Nigga, the seller don't even do shows that close to me.
Yeah.
Like, what are y'all doing?
That's a lot of two planes in the sky at
but
the same
maybe
fucking
people,
time.
Apparently people are traveling a lot right now. Like,
why?
Like
why they
got
to travel when I'm traveling?
COVID fucked everybody's head up to the point where they're like, never going to get a chance. I'm never going to get a chance to go. I'm going. I'm doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. I'm glad we going.
Yeah.
I'm glad we got. I need a change of pace anyway.
Yeah.
City is starting to get a little bland.
And you got to start to get out of the United States, man, because too many people are traveling to the hot spots in the United States.
Yeah.
And they're fucking up the United States.
With all them scooters.
Well, yeah, not just the scooters.
That was an immigrant joke.
Wait, they be on the scooters?
Immigrants stay on them scooters, bro.
Really?
I think you get a scooter when you get here.
Well, yeah, they got debit cards
the
for like $30,000.
They got
them,
at the docks.
They
oh, y'all from
scooters.
Somewhere? Oh, y'all the Africans? The y'all get the red scooters. Oh, y'all Ukrainians? Y'all get the blue scooters.
Right, right.
Blue scoots.
So, spring break about to come up. That makes a lot of people travel.
How about that?
That makes a lot of people travel.
Yeah.
Did you ever do any of that shit? Like, you ever do like a black college spring break, anything like that?
I saw it all, and I was just, how do you go about that? How the fuck do you just find this crazy ass titty beach in Cancun? Like, I don't. What? Like, I just.
That's the
you
thing
know
that
why?
Kills
because
me.
I didn't stay in college.
Right.
And I went to an art school, and then I went to a community. So I never went to that party college where motherfuckers were rallying niggas together, go to Cancun for MTV.
Right.
And I'm like, I just saw it, but I was like, I don't even know how the fuck all these dudes take a trip. Nine of these niggas, they go find 11 girls. You'd be like, how the fuck everybody getting pussy?
Yeah.
What?
I don't think they all get pussy, but they be there. You know what I mean? They Spring Break Miami, apparently they're going to make that hard this year.
Why you say that?
Like, really hard.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, Miami Spring Break was crazy last year. Mm-hmm. Like, to the point Miami's like, they not doing this no more.
Wow.
In fact, Miami, as a city, came together. See if you can find us in the running show. Spring Break Miami will be different. They are breaking up with Spring Break.
Wow.
That's their campaign.
I thought Miami was, that was where you go.
That's their campaign this year. They breaking up with Spring Break. They've had enough.
That's nuts, bro. That's what Miami good for.
Hey, we need to talk.
This isn't working anymore.
Wait, and it's
what?
Not us. It's you.
Oh,
we just
shit.
Want different things.
They like right, made a commercial.
Time. It's relaxing on the beach.
Hitting up the spa. Or checking out a new restaurant.
You just want to get drunk in public and ignore laws.
Do you even remember what happened last March?
That was our breaking point.
No, that was when the aliens came.
We're breaking up with you.
And don't try to apologize and come crawling back.
They saying this to the
this
aliens.
This isn't safe. So, we're done.
And just so you know, we're serious.
This March, you can expect things like curfews, bag checks, and restricted beach access.
Yeah.
DUI checkpoints.
$100 they done made it all unfun.
And strong police enforcement for drug possession and violence.
Oh, no
Whatever
more fun.
Whatever it takes, because it's time to move on.
No fun,
Maybe we can
no
talk
fun.
When you're done with your spring break phase, but until then.
Jesus, Miami Beach
Miami
said, fuck that whole
had
shit.
Had enough, man.
Keep y'all whore asses. And do that in another part of Florida, because this ain't it. Wow. Let me find out. Miami grown a conscience.
Yeah, man. Isn't that weird?
Miami has grown a conscience.
Like, Miami, like, I mean, I get, here's the thing. They don't want broke fun. Because they say, all right, parking $100 now, at least.
Yeah, they trying to. They
so, like, yeah, it's like if you paid $100 for parking, the chances that you also, like, don't have a room and you just out here. Because that's what fucks any weekend or anything up. It's the people who go that don't have no room. They don't have no place to be. People think they're going to sleep on the beach.
They really made a melodramatic breakup video.
Yeah, bro.
Wow. That is crazy
for
Miami.
I didn't realize, like, I mean, I knew I was too old for Miami. I didn't realize how bad of a thing that was. Because that used to seem like the shit. Like when I got like out of high school, everybody made it seem like Miami was like their second home.
Yeah, everybody talked about Miami like it was this place. Then I went and I was like, what?
Right. Will Smith made it a spot.
$100,000 cars. Everybody got them. Shut
right.
the fuck up.
Right.
Like, what is this place?
Everybody, Lil Wayne and them all want to be on
Live
Collins'
on
ass.
Monday.
He's right.
Like, King of Diamonds on Sunday. Live on Monday. That's what they said. That's Miami, nigga. I've been there.
Right.
I've been to King of Diamonds. It's a city. It's wild that Miami really trying to be.
It's a,
trying
I mean,
to reform itself.
It's
Miami is finally out of his hoe phase.
I honestly, and here's the thing. I was just in Atlantic City like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Doing a show at the Borgata. And I said this. T, you can mark my words. I said, give it about 20 to 30 years. Atlantic City will be the new Miami. Because it's just like Atlantic City is like a plant that's just like it's wilted. You know what I mean? Like, there's a casino that caught fire. They didn't even
All right,
fix the
so
front porch
fuck
and that shit.
Who gonna put money back in the AC? You tell me. Who gonna
Anybody,
put money?
Once you could buy a waterfront property cheaper, because them casinos, they not making no money, bro.
Nah.
And redo them to look
there,
like Miami. And I'll be honest with you, Atlantic City is the perfect place for all of that activity. You know what I mean? Like, there's plenty of drugs down there. You know what I mean? There's water. There's a beach. And it's like it's an island.
They're
like,
gonna have to burn Like all of my, they're gonna have to burn Atlantic City.
The
down.
Old Atlantic City?
They all of it. They're gonna have to get maybe the Borgata and Harris.
Look, here's the thing. You know,
everything else is gonna be burning the fucking ground. Have you ever seen Atlantic City?
But you've been to the bottom. There's a college down there now. No, now all the way at the bottom of the boardwalk.
Bottom of the boardwalk. That's
what's the next town? Oh, well, damn, ain't nobody gonna know that.
You talking about? No, I know the next town.
It's not Avalon or something. Where that elephant is at? It's exactly. A big ass elephant.
I took a chick. I met a chick from there. Took a chick there
Point
on a date.
Pierce. T, can you
right
look
next
up
to Atlantic City?
City
I forgot what it was called.
Just, I'm sure there's only one college in Atlantic City, but it's like goofy white kids that go there, and they dorms is right on the boardwalk, bro. You know what I mean? Like this that's the new party town, man.
We gonna see, bro.
I'm liking the little chop that she did there.
AC is a dead zone, bro.
Yeah.
It's a dead zone.
But that's what I'm saying. That'd be perfect to revitalize. You know what AC could be like? You ever remember on The Wire when they made Hamsterdam? Did you watch The Wire?
Yeah.
There was
No. I've been watching I went back because I'm trying to catch
that?
Up. Beachfront Properties.
This is Atlantic City College.
It's not called Atlantic City College, though, is it?
Oh, I don't know.
Atlantic
it's
City
Pierce
University.
Or something, but that is the school, because I've been down there to go running. But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's,
Okay.
You're going to have kids in their 20s that's, you know, got some college looking to party. Give it
20,
a little,
30
give
years?
It a little
All
while.
Right. When
give
I
it
turn,
a little while.
All right, when I'm 60, I'll see what Atlantic City is like.
Because I'm also learning this now. I didn't realize how trashy it was. Like, my Duolingo lessons... Mm-hmm. One of the examples that they always give is we had to go to Miami because we couldn't afford Barcelona.
Dark. Find out Miami is Reno. That's so funny. There's coke still in the sand in Miami. Like, that's why I don't understand. There's cocaine in the sand in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what?
Where is this conscience coming from, right?
Yeah, where the fuck did all that come from?
Yeah, that's
what
like
happened in Dade County recently that y'all like, yeah, it's the aliens. I'm telling
you
fuck
like
the parties.
Miami's like a girlfriend that used to let me cook up in her kitchen in front of her son, and now all of a sudden, you talking about I can't do this no more, and you going to church, and I got
Miami
leave.
Going to church now. It's a beautiful thing. Miami done found Jesus. They done got saved. Miami done got saved. So good. But now, but it's weird, but it'll keep poor motherfuckers out. I'm telling you, because poor people, they mess shit up.
Yeah.
Rich people don't do that shit.
What are you talking about? Rich people don't mess up nothing.
Yeah, they fuck up a lot of things. Everybody fuck. Yeah. What am I saying? Rich people fuck up the most. What are you talking about? Trillions of dollars in debt. Trillions because rich motherfuckers. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what Miami's doing, but good on them for soul searching, I guess.
Yeah, man. I don't know who will go down there and hang out. I mean, it is kind of an older place. Like, you ever go, like, on the main avenue with, like, all of the...
The one time I went to Miami, I saw so many girls. I was like, okay, I get it. And I was with a chick. Nothing happened. But she was such a tease.
Yeah.
But, Miami was... it was hot, but I didn't... I'm not a beach guy. You know me. I got eczema.
I mean, the parties is great at night.
Yeah, but
tacos,
I couldn't get in. I saw
like
it.
That.
I walked by. I saw all the
tacos
things going
and
on at
cocaine.
The same time. But I get it. It's just like, I get it. I can watch it on the movies. Yeah. I like when Bad Boys shows Miami and they fight the crimes and the Zopounds and the Haitians and all that shit. I don't really need to. I've been down there. I told you I got humbled. I went down there for a college gig a long time ago. And I had my first pair of cool gray Jordans and I kept them in my book bag. It was the greatest 100 and whatever couple dollars I spent.
Right.
Then I went down to this place called Ball Harbor Shops. This is when I started understanding what fly was.
Okay.
This is when... I was like, oh, there's a bigger picture out here. I went to this place called Ball Harbor Shops, and I remember when I got there, it was open and closed at the same time because it was right on the beach, and they had Louis and John Varvatos. They had Versace. They had all that shit I couldn't afford. So I figured, let me just go sit in this restaurant because it's the only thing I can eat. And then I looked at some of these plates, $125 plates, and then I saw kids two seats down eating them with their grandparents. I said, I got to get the fuck out of here. That nigga's eating my Jordans right now. Like, he's just eating the Jordans that I saved up for to rock at this college gig tonight. But yeah, they're casually just eating a $125 plate.
Yeah.
On a fucking Friday afternoon. Like, and then when I left, this is true shit, Wayne pulled up in a Bugatti. And I was like, not yet. I'm not supposed to be at this mall yet.
Yeah.
Wayne pulled. I remember. I saw him get out the car. It was nuts because I was walking away and I saw this Bugatti Veyron pulling up. I was like, God damn, just in the parking lot.
He was living down there, too.
And
right?
It was just like, Wayne got out the car, and I was like, yeah, I'm not ready yet. I had no jewelry on. I had sand in my shoes. I had walked the wrong way, and I had to walk through the beach to get to the mall. So I'm just this sandy-ass nigga walking around this rich-ass mall that I couldn't afford anything in. So, yeah, I remember, yeah, Miami, yeah.
They deserve to get rid of the riffraff, is what you say.
Get rid of the riffraff, and, yeah, and make it something great. Hopefully they do something great. Hopefully they race cars down there. Because they said 100 years from now, Miami is going to be underwater. So
you think so?
That's what they say.
I guess, like, the fancy part. Because I would say the same thing for Atlantic City.
They said South Florida going to be underwater, boy.
But I would say the same thing for Atlantic City. Because, like, you got to go through some serious bridges and marshlands to get to Atlantic City.
You got to drive over a marsh to get to Atlantic City. You see that disgusting little wet patch you got to drive?
Yeah. So there's something over there.
Yeah, man.
Which is also weird that they settled down there. Like, what the fuck kind of... Like, when you look at it, actually, of what some of these destination spots that we go to, you're like,
wetlands.
What the fuck is this?
Atlantic City, New Jersey, wetlands.
Florida, you ever been to the Keys? Just these, like, lily pads of funk, nigga. Like, or New Orleans is just like, it's the crotch. It's America's musty.
I know the crotch. That's
grundle, my nigga. Like,
all my grundle. The grundles of America. Right. Nah, I'd rather not go to those. I kind of want to stay high up.
The country kind of is like a little, it's a crotch. Like, California is like the butt. Texas and the Gulf, that's kind of like the under the ball sack thing.
And Miami is a dick in the
water. Yeah, yeah. Florida's just the thing just hanging out. You know what I mean? And as you get up to New York, you see we're starting to get a little belly just poking out. You know what I mean?
Dick like it's long like Florida, just hanging in the water, dangling. Get the fuck out. That's so funny. Florida is America's dangling, rancid dick.
Yeah, man.
Terrible. But, yeah, man. But good on Miami. That's so wild. I never thought in a million years.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal.
Uh-huh.
Which I think is all of them. You want to get high?
Yeah.
Like really high.
Say word.
Like super duper legally high.
You lying.
Well, now it's time to go to YoDelta.com where you can stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8.
Like stock up?
Yeah. You know what? And we probably should stock up when we go to Europe because I don't know the rules out there, but I'm pretty sure that I can't get in trouble for this. So if you're like me, you're over the age of 21 and you're not trying to go back to jail for dumb shit. Hey, go to Delta. Go to YoDelta.com. Stock up on Delta 8. What is Delta 8? It's legal. I can tell you that much. I can tell you that if you get pulled over with Delta 8 and they go do a lab test on it, they're going to be upset when they got
to
let your ass out of jail.
Have to let your ass go.
Because it ain't it's legal. So once more, go to YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of Gas Digital Network. And if you use the promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS.
GAS.
For 25% off. Yo Delta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you
out of jail.
All around the world. All around the world.
All around the
world. Aladera del mundo.
Yo!
All right, let's get back into it.
You see the shit in France where it's a constitutional right to have abortions? Constitutional right.
Interesting. Okay.
They out in France partying. When we go out there, it's going to be wild.
Institutional right. That's a funny thing to come up with because it's like, all right, by that definition, it almost makes it sound like you can do an abortion on your own. Like it's natural.
In my head, that's what I'm thinking.
Right, like what are you talking about?
Over the counter. Paris going to smell like dead babies when we get there. Like, nigga, that's
Paris
weak.
Has always been like that, though, man.
Stinky,
like France,
rat living.
Yeah,
that's Bushwick. So
but like allowing like weird behavior to go down because they know that they benefit from it.
Okay,
it was like back in like pre-Revolutionary War.
Okay,
like France was like one of the places where you get locked up for smoking cigarettes or cutting school.
Yeah, man, that's why I'm not bringing not a goddamn nothing across that water. My bag sober as shit. I ain't got a weed. I ain't got a candy.
So can you do that? What's the longest you've gone without smoking?
That's fine. I don't know. We're going to find out this time. I think the longest I'm going to smoking is this trip because I don't want to do nothing.
We're
going to
have a very grouchy... Derrick Gaines.
Maybe
nigga.
If we eat some good food. I know in London there's no food to eat really. But I'm gonna do an assassin's diet in London and then we're gonna wild out in Paris. So I'm gonna have grapefruit and boiled egg and coffee every day.
I hear the opposite. I hear Paris has the shittiest food.
I heard London has no food at all. Like they keep telling me that.
Oh, no, I hear Paris has shitty food. That's the thing. We won't know until we get there.
Yeah, that's right. And I mean, that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Stop listening to these assholes online.
I've never been.
Talking about whatever.
Where I'm going, first of all, it took me 40 years to do this shit.
Right.
I'm like, all right, this is crazy.
Like, I've been seeing these videos now, all of these chicks on there complaining. I went to this country and I was treated poorly. Here's a documentation of my, and it's like, bitch.
Everybody want to make a green book now.
Right.
Everybody black. Yeah, don't cry. Don't travel here when you black.
Yeah.
I wasn't going there in the first fucking place.
And I'm like, who the fuck paid you to make that
who
shit?
Who the fuck paid you? It's edited.
Right, because it's not only just the edited thing. If you that type of person that got to travel to Italy by yourself.
To find where they being unfair. That's
right,
weird.
There's no way you popular. There's no way. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way you got more than 583 followers.
You're not
with
a
that
socialite.
Attitude. You know what I mean?
I think some of these motherfuckers just ain't social.
Right.
So it'll come off like racism when you just ain't fly.
Yeah,
Your vibe is fucked.
I'm learning that now. I'm trying to make sure I'm not just becoming an old curmudgeon, bro. I've been fighting with T-Mobile for 3 days.
If I can be the flyest, most sweet-smelling curmudgeon ever, I'll do it.
But
if I'm a curmudgeon and where's Tom Ford, I'll be a curmudgeon.
And I know what I'm doing when I call T-Mobile. I know what's about to happen.
Yeah, you be fucking with them people.
Because what they're telling me don't make no goddamn sense. I'm not going to get into it and relive it, but I'm actively walking away from these motherfuckers, which I need to.
Go to Verizon, bro.
Here's what I don't like that I noticed that with all these companies, they all got like a little ghetto subdivision.
Okay.
I didn't know Verizon had one too.
Okay.
What's theirs called, T? We just seen them.
Total,
yeah.
Total.
They was outdoor, like, and here's they always come out when the weather get nice.
The girl group?
Yeah, like that, but it's red, Total by Verizon. That's what it's called, right? Oh. So, like, Total by Verizon, they got Metro by T-Mobile. AT&T got a little ghetto one. I think they got Cricket or whoever, you know what I mean? But it's like...
I hate that.
Yeah.
That's like on Netflix when the main comic puts his friends on. So something by Verizon. Oh, you know the Verizon. You just don't know this motherfucker. Like, all right, Verizon presents. Get the fuck out of here. I don't want to see the presents.
Right. But they always come out. They come out when it's nice, too.
Who is that?
Totalmente. Oh, is this yeah. Wow, they got a Spanish dude. See, this is who you know it's for. This who you know
it's
for.
It's for the Spanish.
It's Totalmente. Hey, papi, you want to talk to people in the Dominican Republic all day long? I have unlimited data for you, my friend.
Yeah, man. That's like getting jet skis in Mexico type shit.
Yeah. They always, though, you ever notice that? Like the one day, if you get one day where it hits 60, it's like the phone companies know. And they be out there with their tables trying to sign people up. You know what I mean? And you be like, what the fuck is this? Like,
yeah, man.
Why do niggas not have cell phones from the winter? What happened that, like, spring, that many niggas is signing up that you got a table out in the park?
Table out in the park.
And not a Verizon table. You got a Total table because you
Verizon.
Know the niggas that's
that
going to sign
Verizon
up.
Verizon is somewhere eating good.
Bro, you ever see these tables where they be like, yo, we got free cell phones. Just sign up right now.
I'd be like, nah.
Who is stopping for this?
Nah.
Or when they got like the van where they be like, yo, you need health insurance? Like, nigga, not like this.
No, why this cell phone got candy in it? Cell phone got candy in it, nigga. I can't believe you. This ain't real.
Whoa,
it's got candy
nigga.
In it. Not even good candy.
Mm.
But no, yeah, man, I don't like any of it. I just stick to the little... I've been with my same bank since 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking been with Verizon since I got a phone. You know,
I've been with T-Mobile since 2005. That's why it feels weird to go. I literally outgrew them.
I've been with Bank of America since early 2000. Verizon, same shit.
Yeah.
Because they never really, it was never none of that. Just give me the phone. What's the deal? Here's the bill money.
And the thing that I can't take right now, and it's going to sound racist.
Uh-oh.
Bro, Indian customer service? Woo!
Well, they don't like you either, so.
I don't think it's that they don't like me. It's the, I don't know what it is.
They don't like the job.
They shimmy every word that they know into the conversation. Like, they never stop talking.
That's so
funny. It could be a very simple question like, hey, guys, Could you let me know how many more months I got left on the lease from my friend? Oh, you want to know the lease? Okay, well, I can look into this for you. Thank you very much for calling, and I want to see that you have been a customer since 2005.
They
and I want
do
to
do that
thank
extra
you
thank
for
you
that.
Shit.
And they'd be like, nigga, no.
The only
no,
thing
no.
worse than that, you ready for this? This might sound racist, is if it's not an Indian person that's talking too much, it's a black lady that really loves doing the script on her job for the phone.
Okay.
Where you be like, all right, I know all this. Sir, you gonna let me finish my speech. Or you can go online, and they threaten you with online. You can hang up and go online and go through that headache if
right.
you don't want to. Because I'll be getting my fucking my eczema meds. And sometimes it'll be a black lady trying to explain to me some shit I've been doing for 3 years.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm good. Sir, you're going to let me finish my shit. Or you can just hang up right now and deal with it. I'm like, all right, man, go ahead.
We have a bundle plan.
And then
for
she slow it down, so I'm just on the phone.
Yeah. That's why I started giving the lady the Indian accent back.
But I got to stick there for I need my meds. I got to let this bitch talk.
Yeah.
I need my medicine. So yeah. I'm like, ah, damn, all right.
But when they start to do that, I have no choice but to fall into the same speech patterns and shoveling words right back at
you
them.
You a jackass, man.
Just to see, because that's my thing, man. If you don't notice, then I get it. You're crazy. But if you say something to me, then I know. If you got a problem with this, you shouldn't be doing it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So we both be on the phone.
Like, it is.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Did you say, see, we're going to get canceled.
No, it's not. Because I be telling her, I told the lady, you are horrible at this. I told her, you are very, very bad at this job. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You know what? I see the guest just walked in while he's getting situated, though. I do want to. Oh, all right. Well, yeah. Let's just go ahead and bring him in because I can't even do the video while waiting on you. But I will do plugs.
Okay.
All right. So if you're watching live right now on Gas Digital, this Sunday, London, we're there.
London.
So any of you guys who are already subscribers, thank you for everyone who's already bought tickets.
Get some tickets.
It's amazing that you guys have bought tickets, that there's things sold, the fact that people are waiting to see us.
A few motherfuckers
in
already want to see us.
I truly, truly, truly appreciate every aspect of that. Then when we get back, I mean, because we're going to do a few places over
April,
there.
A bitch,
London,
man.
Paris, Brussels, Geneva, we're going to be moving about. So if you're in any of those places, please follow us at NNFA Podcast. Watch the journey. See where we'll be
doing
at if we're coming
Brussels,
to your place.
Geneva, Paris, and London. We're doing those four first.
Now, when
first
we get back
out.
stateside,
talk shit.
April, we'll be at Washington, D.C., kicking off the D.C. Comedy Festival.
Niggas.
Then we'll be in Baltimore at the Port for April 19th and the 20th.
And then?
The 25th to the 28th, we are in Phoenix, Arizona.
Again.
At the House of Comedy. And there's something else at the end of that month, isn't it? Oh, no. April 12th, Pottstown, Soul Joel's. One night only,
damn,
Friday night. So,
April,
yeah, man, a lot of chances to see us as the four tour
ape.
Comes to a close. Our guest just walked in, the great Ashton Womack.
Ashton Womack.
What's up, man?
Look at y'all sounding booked, and I'm trying to get like y'all.
Yeah, you know what? We just finishing up some plugs, man. So real quick, just while we on it, tell the people where they can find you if they're looking for you online. We should at handle and all that stuff.
You can find me, Ashton Womack, anywhere you type in my name. You're going to find my black ass.
Yeah. There's very few with Ashton Womacks.
Yeah, there are. Actually, there's one. It's a white woman on YouTube.
Well, Womack is a very, very black last name. I had a great grandmother, Grandma Womack. She died before I even knew anything, but yeah.
Grandma Womack. That
grandma,
is a
great grandma Womack. That was my grandmom's mom.
Yeah.
The crazy part is, I actually just did, my mama and them did, what's it called? I asked them, I'm like,
what, 23?
Yeah, they did the 23andMe, and it turned out, it finally came out, Womack is my grandma, that's her first husband.
Okay.
That's her first husband. This nigga ain't even in my blood.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't even know who Womack ain't even in me, but
You just got thrown
into
it.
Carrying that man's last name.
She was like, no, your granddaddy name is Huff. I said, who the fuck is Huff? Who?
That's a, yeah.
That's funny. You about to go on a whole pilgrimage now,
yeah,
man.
Like,
who the hell am I?
Who the fuck is Huff?
You know what's funny about that 23andMe? Like, I don't want to do it because how curly my hair is. Like, there's got to be some evil back there somewhere.
That's funny.
You go find
some white man had his way with one of my ancestral models. lovers that my shit came out this fucking soft. Like, I really don't want to do it. It's only going to be hard on my,
what
on
if
my
it
path.
Was a, what if it was, like, on command? Not necessarily, like, rape, but, like, you're going to mate with her and you're going to give me.
Probably, like, I wouldn't even doubt it.
Yeah. Damn. Do y'all ever think
would
about
you,
that?
If you had a time machine, would you go back and stop them?
Not past 1980. I stop at 1980.
No, I mean, if you had a time machine, would you stop the slave master from going and assaulting?
Because then who would I be now?
Right, exactly. Yeah, like, so if I had a time machine.
So if you did have a time machine.
I'm going back to help. I'm pushing his butt. Like, get in there. Come on. Come on.
My shit ain't curly enough.
I need to be alive,
my
nigga.
My shit ain't curly enough. I want that Michael Jackson shit.
We need the slavery.
Fuck a little harder.
Right.
That's dark. So funny.
I'm sorry.
Just yelling at the slave master. No, like, hey, you ain't hitting that right. Come on, man. She's not going to get pregnant like that.
Hey, nah. That's so funny. But
come
yeah,
on. She can't
I've
get pregnant when
that.
She's crying.
I've always thought that. That's why I'm like, man, I don't want to do that 23andMe shit.
Yeah.
It's going to be something dark.
I see my hair. I'm like, nope. That's pure nigga.
That's huff.
Yo.
That's a huff.
All right, Ashton, where are you from?
I mean, I'm from Texas. I grew up in Houston, Galveston, small towns in outside of Houston.
Right.
Eventually went to big city.
Purebred American black dudes down there, right?
Yeah, like, country.
Yeah,
country,
yeah.
Country as hell.
I kind of respect that because it's like, you know what I mean? Like, that's a real just American black dude. Like, here in New York, everybody's something. You know what I mean? Like, ain't nobody just regular black.
Oh, ain't that,
everybody's island, average. It's too exciting.
When I go back home to, like, when I visit, not just, like, Houston, but, like, the small towns, I don't know if this is, like, when I go back to, like, my small town folks and visit them, I get reminded all the time. I'm like, I speak to them, and it's like, oh, this is refreshing. This is good. But then they'll say something to me that'll be like, oh, I got to go back. Like, they'll be like, I just like to come out here, look up at the stars, and find the Jewish space lasers, and I'll be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, two out of three.
Yeah,
you'd be like, they give me that two out of three shit.
I was right with you.
Two out of three shit.
And then
that's
you,
what
that fucking
like,
last
God
thing,
damn.
That curveball you
this
threw in
there. This nigga said Jewish space lasers. Like, it's fuck. Time to go home. I remember we were somewhere, some dude gave us a ride. He was cool at first. Then that nigga said, I'm a scientist.
Oh, no.
I make dog food.
Was that Texas? Like, oh, no, that was St. Louis.
Yeah.
That
like,
was St. Louis.
I make dog food.
Big fan of y'all.
We
talking
about this
black
podcast
man,
before.
Black man trying
Ashton,
to stay out of jail.
Ashton, we talking about end of the night. It's the club. He works security at the club, right?
Works security
cool.
at the club.
And we hanging out, having a few drinks, chilling, talking after this. Like, yo, man, we want something to eat. He's like, yo, it's really only like one place to go. Just tell us the name of it, and we'll order the food.
Nah, I'm going to take y'all there.
Right. He insisted. I'm going to take y'all. So we go.
It's on my way anyway.
And here's the thing. We talked about this before in the podcast, but when we went outside, he had a Buick, the smallest Buick SUV. Not the type of car you invite 2 6-foot black men to get in with your big ass. You know what I mean?
Y'all
like,
was like, where am I going to
right, on some like, laps. This is clearly your girlfriend's car.
Yeah, full of shit in it. There was stuff in
it.
That's my favorite thing, that reveal when you open up a nigga car. You're like, oh, you're dirty.
So much shit in here.
You gross as hell. What the fuck?
Nigga, this is
why would you
car?
Offer me a ride in this car, man?
This shit like a dirty pantry.
Just fucking shit leaning out as soon as you open up the door.
Yeah. He moved some dog food to the back.
Dog
he
food
began
to back.
Explain to us that, like, yeah, man, because I asked him, I said, oh, do you work for the club or do you work for the mall? That's what I was trying to figure out. Because the club is in a mall. So for him to be doing security there, I'm like, are you with the club or with the mall?
Just I was confused, too.
And it wasn't even, like, trying to insult him. I was just curious who you work for in this capacity. Yeah. And then he wanted to let me know, like, I do more than that, though.
I do more than that, though.
Yeah, I'm a scientist.
I'm a scientist.
Like, I'm somewhat of an engineer myself.
Right,
I'm
man.
Working with people on some high-grade, can't-tell-you-right-now dog
scientist,
food.
Scientist, security guard, dog food.
That he makes dog food.
Well, when you started off, you said y'all were hungry, but you also
said
man,
and it went all
food.
The way to there.
That's all we wanted,
we
man.
Was like, look, nigga, we didn't need
that's
all this
That's a wild
shit.
Thing. We've learned, Derek and I have coined a phrase for when people kind of go manic in front of us because it's starting to happen a lot. It's probably
a lot.
Happening to you now too where like people if they come to see you especially if they know you but if they don't know you there's something weird that happens where they just start talking And they're doing a horrible job. Like, they're not reading the room that, like, no one's interested in this. We don't know you. We
like,
don't
social cues out the door.
Right. And we call it
Full McDougal Street. These niggas.
Right? You know when you be on McDougal Street late night and it's just like.
After 2 a.m., you start
seeing. Yeah, people don't know, have no couth on asking for change or your attention. You know what I mean?
Or it'd be random strangers come up want to give you dap. I like your vibe. And then they get to talking.
I have not been on McDougal Street at 2 a.m. in fucking.
Well, you do get the fuck out of here, nigga. Yeah, I party. Yeah. Nigga, I be out there smoking,
I'd
watching
like,
the city
I have
go by.
Home?
It's insane. You're missing nothing.
I ain't been out on no goddamn
it's,
McDougal.
It's crazy. You're not missing anything. I watch the streets. I watch people.
Full blown McDougal
Street.
That's what I tell him, like, yo, this one about to go full McDougal.
And he'll call it. I'll be like, here it comes.
And I don't know how the listeners ever been on McDougal Street. That is a term that should exist.
Absolutely.
That is 100%.
Try to get that in
full,
there.
Because, first of all, McDougal Street is crazy in itself. But then in the summer or when it's nice out and then 2, 3 a.m. hit. And then all the vagrants be out, all the drunk motherfuckers at the same time, the vibe just gets strange. And people start opening up, and it get weird.
Yeah, the opening
weirder,
up is what makes
that
it
that sound
weird.
Like some Twilight Zone episode
shit.
McDougal Street.
We've had that. People just walk up and just, my grandmother just died, and I'm just like in like a really, really weird place. And I think it's going to get better because here's the thing. I had a girlfriend who was abusing me. And that isn't going to happen anymore.
And here go
like,
me.
Lady, I am drunk.
But here go me and Dave. Me and Dave be like, why are you trying to fuck up the vibe?
right. What makes you think we want to feel that right now, man?
And we be smoking good bud. And I'm like, why are you trying to drag us down?
Here's the thing. People don't get it. Like, and I want to cover this. We got to go a little short today. But T, the video, the response video that you put in the run of show. Okay. So, not on last episode, but the one before that, we had a clip that kind of did some numbers. We were talking about pretty girls being kind of sick all the time.
Those pretty girls be sick all the time? That.
But further, like
Rick
ailments.
Said lupus, sickle cell,
low blood iron, you know what I mean?
Blood like, sugar bad, they fragile, okay, they always okay. cold and shit.
Right. I'm a very firm believer, if you have at a fly apartment or a fly home and a pretty girlfriend who's always sick.
You made it.
That's
shit. Let me go get my girl sick right now. You missing a few qualifications. You looking a little too healthy over there. Ugly ass.
So the video did pretty well, but you know, on TikTok, people make response videos and they want to join in the conversation.
Shit. We got a response
And this is what I'm telling you, like, this is the prime
Stitch
example of a guy went full McDougal because it was just like somehow.
Oh, I got it.
He got
we
the
got
lines
it?
Twisted. Go ahead.
Oh, I got to see this shit. There I am.
It's always something.
Like every pretty girl with a big forehead always got.
No funny shit. Some of the baddest women be having the worst issues.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Ain't no need to pay. We are the coolest.
Good for you. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another splendiferous episode of No Need
Yum,
for Apologies.
Blom, blom. That's a good word.
Is that just playing out of the thingy?
Oh, yeah.
It's not in the headphones?
Nah. I didn't hear it at first.
That's all right. I'm the guy, Dave Temple.
I'm the great boy, Derek Gaines.
And, a little technical difficulty there. The baby T's doing the best she can. There's a fucking rainstorm going on outside.
We cooking.
Guests are at MIA. This place is leaking. I got to give it to you, baby T. You're the new Han Solo. It used to be Natalie, but you are the new Han Solo.
T is the new Han Solo. I like it.
Yeah.
I don't know what sort of dorky thing to say there.
Tiana Solo.
I'm your father or something. I don't know.
Oh, you know what to say. Shut up. Don't act like
Harry Potter.
That shit.
All that fly shit.
Yeah. Who would be the equivalent of a Harry Potter Han Solo? So Han Solo was the dude that would always fly the ship in Star Wars, but he could fly any ship. You know what I mean? Like stolen, broken, old, whatever.
Yeah.
You know
if
what I mean?
If it's got a hover on it, we can get there.
Yeah. Who's the guy like that in Harry Potter?
I guess it would be Harry.
Harry?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess Tiana is kind of like Harry.
Sure. She's
up underneath of the steps. She makes a lot of videos of her living underneath the steps.
Hilarious.
I used to see those videos on TikTok. It'd be Tiana just fitting underneath the staircases, talking about, I pay $2,300 a month.
Yeah, they be trying to push those. They try to sell those off.
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck them little nooks?
That's how I know.
New York trying to get you for a nook, $900 a month.
That's how I know the future is going to be more of that. Because we see that now. Like, if you've looked at new apartments, like all of the new buildings, every apartment, every unit itself is a fucking closet. It's just like, yo, you could put a projector over here and put your TV on the wall. You got a little kitchenette, and then you just got like a little fish tank that you live in. Man, you figure out what you want. But you got a shared pool. You got a game room. You got a state-of-the-art gym. You know what I mean?
Nah, I'm going to try to push for this condo. Give me a two-bedroom.
Yeah. They're there, but it seems like most of them are being used for photo shoots. Like,
that's fine.
All of the dope apartments in the city are available for hire, $200 an hour for a photo shoot, music video,
yeah, man,
cooking show.
People,
you know,
be buying these shits up and then renting them out just to make all the money back.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, living in it seems a little bit ridiculous, huh?
Yeah, but I still want to live ridiculous. I want to be a Manhattaner, man. I don't give a fuck how much it costs. I just got to make that much bread twice, maybe three times.
Money.
I got to make bread.
All right, let's get into some announcements real quick, and let's get the show started. Have some fun here.
All right, yeah.
Real quick, guys. Make sure you guys follow.
Please talk into the
mic. Jesus.
I know. She turned it this way because apparently.
I'm in the mic, T.
No, she's talking to me.
Oh.
She would only have the audacity to yell at me.
Right? Please talk into the mic.
Right?
No, I yell at you both.
Why are we getting yelled at? Stop. It's
yelling.
Raining at.
I'm
it's,
just saying.
I'm please, getting a talking to by the weather.
Please adjust your mics.
Or you guys just do something with the mics to make them work. Or you know what we should do, T?
What's that? Oh, T.
What?
I should get a mic on both sides. Can we do that? They get like two little mics that go,
Nigga, sure, that was weird.
Whatever. I want to be like all them young.
The fucking, it's more like, you know how Forrest had all the mics when he was doing that speech? How about we do that? Talking to all the mics. And saying,
yeah,
Vietnam
way, I could just
was bad.
Yell around crazy. You could never find a mic when you need to say something important.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Follow the podcast at NNFA Podcast across all platforms. Subscribe to us on the YouTube channel. If you can, like, subscribe, share. Thank you guys so much for moving the needle up. We are past the $7,000.
$7,000.
You know what? I'm going to see if I can equate it to $7,000. I'm going to get all of you to send me a dollar.
Send Dave
a dollar. In some way, shape, or form, which is actually bringing me up to the new announcement. All right.
What's that?
NNFA ATM, putting it on hold for a little bit. Just a little bit there. You know what I mean? The writing schedule, whatever you got going on.
Yeah, my schedule fucked, so
right,
I can't get to the studio.
So you let me know when you're ready to redo that again.
Yeah, because we got
to
watch some film.
I'm still creating content on that day.
Okay.
And what I'm doing with this now, guys, I'm just going to surf the web. The same shit that I was doing on the live show, we're going to go through some different videos. Some of them are going to get a bit more hardcore. So this is definitely going to be behind the paywall. And for those of you who are always, you know, you go to gasdigital.com, use promo code NNFA for a 7-day free trial, get access to all of our old shows, all of the movies that we have watched, all of that stuff is up there. Now, here's the thing I get a lot.
What's
here's
that?
The thing I get a lot, and I got to answer. You can't stitch it. Websites stink. And then some people, I don't want to support them crackers. All right? Okay.
What are you talking about?
People.
Oh, yeah.
People in general. Give them crackers no money. Okay.
Yeah,
relax.
A lot of people don't like gas digital.
So here's what we're going to do. For my YouTube people that are listening now, and all of those objections that you've given me, as far as why you can't do NNFA ATM, I am going to reactivate my Patreon. It never went down. My Patreon is still there.
There you go, boy.
So patreon.com/I'm Dave Temple. You can go there, join at just the regular Patreon level, the $5 per month.
The $5.
$5 a month. That's
it. The $5.
That's a cup of coffee.
The $5.
That's a cup of coffee. So what I'm going to do with
that's expensive-ass coffee, because usually
$5 cup of coffee?
A bodega coffee, $2.
You don't drink bodega coffee no more.
I do sometimes.
You don't drink bodega coffee
no more. To feel like a peasant,
no
sometimes
more.
I drink a bodega
no,
coffee.
No, you don't. Okay,
sometime
well.
Sometimes it be better,
for the
sometime.
Price of
just sometimes.
Two bodega coffees.
There you go,
all
boy.
All right? You could go ahead and support the Patreon, support the show in any way, shape, or form. I'll be totally transparent with you. Make sure that we're going to give that money to Lil Baby T because
Subo do bam boo ba. We got to get niggas to
pee. They don't do everything they're supposed to do. This nigga, he's already rich.
Everybody need to eat.
We're just going to make sure that we can take care of Lil Baby T for the cost
of one cup
of coffee a month.
We saving a baby tea.
I know a lot of you do it. I see a lot of people donate on YouTube. Thank you. That was always good. And then there were some people who were just like, I don't feel like putting my information in YouTube. So all the objections are over now.
Niggas don't trust nothing.
And if you want to donate more than five, you
donations.
Can. And this is the deal. I will make sure I'll send you something else. I'll send you a t-shirt or something in the
donations.
Mail if you still get on the higher tiers.
T-shirt.
Text everything to the show, 707-785-NNFA, 707-785-NNFA. And yeah, man, for the people that are watching live stream right now, tomorrow we packing up and heading over to London, man.
London,
which oddly enough, we just found out we are on two separate flights, 20 minutes apart.
20
from
minutes
one
apart.
Another.
What is that?
Yeah.
That's like fraternal twins.
That is.
What the fuck is that?
Are that many people going to London? You feel that?
Yeah, like two flights?
Nigga, like there's a 10:40 and an 11 o'clock flight.
They both at night. I'm going to run into this nigga like, all right, I'll see you over. Like, what? That's so weird.
Nigga, the seller don't even do shows that close to me. Yeah. Like, what are y'all doing?
That's a lot of two planes in the sky at
but
the same fucking time.
Apparently, people are traveling a lot right now. Like,
why?
Like
why they
got
to travel when I'm traveling?
COVID fucked everybody's head up to the point where they're like, I'm never going to get a chance. I'm never going to get a chance to go. I'm going. I'm doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. I'm glad we going.
Yeah.
I'm glad we got. I need a change of pace anyway.
Yeah.
City is starting to get a little bland.
And you got to start to get out of the United States, man, because too many people are traveling to the hot spots in the United States.
Yeah.
And they're fucking up the United States.
With all them scooters.
Well, yeah, not just the scooters.
That was an immigrant joke.
Wait, they be on the scooters?
Immigrants stay on them scooters, bro.
Really?
I think you get a scooter when you get here.
Well, yeah, they got debit cards for like $30,000.
They got them
right?
At the docks.
They
oh, y'all from
scooters.
Somewhere? Oh, but y'all the Africans, the y'all get the red scooters. Oh, y'all the Ukrainians, y'all get the blue scooters.
Right, right.
Blue scoots.
So, spring break about to come up. That makes a lot of people travel.
How about that?
That makes a lot of people travel.
Yeah.
Did you ever do any of that shit? Like, do like a black college spring
because
break, anything like that?
I saw it all, and I was just, how do you go about that? How the fuck do you just find this crazy-ass titty beach in Cancun? Like, I don't, what? Like, I just,
that's the
you know
thing
why? Because I didn't stay in college.
Right.
And I went to an art school, and then I went to a community, so I never went to that party college where
motherfuckers were rallying
niggas together to go to Cancun for MTV.
Right.
And I'm like, I just saw it, but I was like, I don't even know how the fuck. All these dudes take a trip. Nine of these niggas, they go find 11 girls. You'd be like, how the fuck is everybody getting pussy?
Yeah.
What?
I don't think they all get pussy, but they be there. You know what I mean? They Spring Break Miami, apparently, they're going to make that hard this year.
Why you say that?
Like, really hard.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, Miami Spring Break was crazy last year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to the point Miami's like, they not doing this no more.
Wow.
In fact, Miami as a city,
wow,
came together to see if you can find us in the runner show. Spring Break Miami will be different. They are breaking up with Spring Break.
Wow.
That's their campaign.
I thought Miami was, that was where you go.
That's their campaign this year. They breaking up with Spring Break. They've had enough.
That's nuts, bro. That's what Miami good for.
Hey, we need to talk.
This isn't working anymore.
Wait,
and it's
what?
Not us. It's you.
Oh,
we just
shit.
Want different things.
They like made
a
commercial.
It's relaxing on the beach,
hitting up a spa, or checking out a new restaurant.
You just want to get drunk in public and ignore laws.
Do you even remember what happened last March?
That was our breaking point.
No, that was when the aliens came.
We're breaking up with you.
And don't try to apologize and come crawling back.
They saying this to the aliens.
This isn't safe. So, we're done.
And just so you know, we're serious.
This March,
you can expect things like curfews, bag checks, and restricted beach access.
Dag!
DUI checkpoints, $100
oh, they done
parking,
made it all unfun.
And strong police enforcement for drug possession and violence.
Oh, no
Whatever
more fun.
Whatever it takes, because it's time to move on.
No fun,
Maybe we can
no
talk
fun.
When you're done with your spring break phase, but until then...
Jesus, Miami Beach
Miami
said, fuck that
had
whole shit.
Enough, man.
Keep y'all whore asses and do that in another part of Florida because this ain't it. Wow. Let me find out. Miami grown a conscience.
Yeah, man. Isn't that weird?
Miami has grown a conscience.
Like, Miami, like, I mean, I get, here's the thing. They don't want broke fun. Because you say, all right, parking $100 now, at least.
Yeah, they trying to. They
so, like, to yeah, it's like if you paid $100 for parking, the chances that you also, like, don't have a room and you just out here. Because that's what fucks any weekend or anything up. It's the people who go that don't have no room. They don't have no place to be. People think they're going to sleep on the beach.
They really made a melodramatic breakup video.
Yeah, bro.
Wow. That is crazy.
I knew I was too old for Miami. I didn't realize how bad of a thing that was because that used to seem like the shit. Like when I got like out of high school, everybody made it seem like Miami was like their second home.
Yeah, everybody talked about Miami like it was this place. Then I went and I was like, what?
Right, right. Will Smith made it a spot.
$100,000 cars. Everybody got them. Shut
right.
the fuck up.
Right.
Like, what is this place?
Everybody, Lil Wayne and them all want to be on
Live
Collins'
on
ass.
Monday. He's right. Like, King of Diamonds on Sunday. Live on Monday. That's what they said. That's Miami, nigga. I've been there.
Right.
I've been to King of Diamonds. It's a city. It's wild that Miami really trying to be.
It's
trying
to
reform itself.
It's
Miami is finally out of his hoe phase.
I honestly, and here's the thing. I was just in Atlantic City like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Doing a show at the Borgata. And I said this. T, you can mark my words. I said, give it about 20 to 30 years. Atlantic City will be the new Miami. Because it's just like Atlantic City is like a plant that's just like it's wilted. You know what I mean? Like, there's a casino that caught fire. They didn't even
All right,
fix the front
so
porch
the fuck
and that shit.
Who's gonna put money back in the AC? You tell me. Who gonna
Anybody,
put money?
Once you could buy a waterfront property cheaper, because them casinos, they not making no money, bro.
Nah.
And redo them to
there,
look
bro.
Like Miami. And I'll be honest with you, Atlantic City is the perfect place for all of that activity. You know what I mean? Like, there's plenty of drugs down there. You know what I mean? There's water. There's a beach. And it's like, it's an island.
They're
like,
going to have to burn, like, all of my, they're going to have to burn Atlantic City
The
down.
Old Atlantic City?
They All of it. They're going to have to get, maybe the Borgata and Harris.
Because look, here's the
up.
Thing. You know
Everything
there's a.
Else is going to be burning the fucking ground. Have you ever seen Atlantic City?
But you've been to the bottom? There's a college
the
down
showboat?
There now. No, now, all the way at the bottom of the, boardwalk.
Bottom of the boardwalk. That's,
What's the next town? Oh, well, damn, ain't nobody going to know that.
You talking about, no, I know the next town.
It's not Avalon or something. Where that elephant
I know
is at?
Exactly.
It's a big ass elephant.
I took a chick. I met a chick from there. Took a chick there
Point
on a date.
Pierce. T, can you
right
look
next
up
to Atlantic City?
City
I forgot
college.
What it was called.
Just I'm sure there's only one college in Atlantic City. But it's like goofy white kids that go there and they dorms is right on the boardwalk, bro. You know what I mean? Like this that's the new party town, man.
We okay? gonna see, bro.
I'm liking the little chop little she done did there.
AC is a dead zone, bro.
Yeah.
It's a dead zone.
But that's what I'm saying. That'd be perfect to revitalize it. You know what AC could be like? You ever remember on The Wire when they made Hamsterdam? Did
okay.
you watch The Wire?
Yeah.
There was
No. I've been watching I went back because I
was
trying to
is
catch
that?
Up. Beachfront properties.
This is Atlantic City College.
It's not called Atlantic City College, though, is it?
Oh, I don't know.
Atlantic
it's
City
Pierce
University.
It's Pierce or something, but that is the school, because I've been down there to go running. But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's,
Okay.
You're going to have kids in their 20s that's, you know, got some college looking to party. Give it
20,
a little,
30
give
years?
A little
right.
while.
When
give
I
it
turn,
a little while.
All right, when I'm 60, I'll see what Atlantic City is like.
Because I'm also learning this now. I didn't realize how trashy it was. Like, my Duolingo lessons. Mm-hmm. One of the examples that they always give is we had to go to Miami because we couldn't afford Barcelona.
Dark. Find out Miami is Reno. That's so funny. There's coke still in the sand in Miami. Like, that's why I don't understand. There's cocaine in the sand in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what?
Where is this conscience coming from, right?
Yeah, where the fuck did all that come from?
Yeah, that's
what
like
happened in Dade County recently that y'all like, yeah, it's the aliens. I'm telling you,
like
fuck
a
the parties.
Miami's like a girlfriend that used to let me cook up in her kitchen in front of her son, and now all of a sudden, you talking about I can't do this no more, and you going to church, and I got
Miami
leave.
Going to church now. It's a beautiful thing. Miami done found Jesus. They done got saved. Miami done got saved. So good. But no, but it's weird. But it'll keep poor motherfuckers out. I'm telling you, because poor people they mess shit up.
Yeah.
Rich people don't do that shit.
What are you talking about? Rich people don't mess up nothing.
Yeah, they fuck up a lot of things. Everybody fuck. Yeah. What am I saying? Rich people fuck up the most. What are you talking about? Trillions of dollars in debt. Trillions because rich motherfuckers. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what Miami's doing, but good on them for soul searching, I guess.
Yeah, man. I don't know who will go down there and hang out. I mean, it is kind of an older place. Like, you ever go, like, on the main avenue with, like, all of the...
The one time I went to Miami, I saw so many girls. I was like, okay, I get it. And I was with a chick. Nothing happened. But she was such a tease.
Yeah.
But, nah, Miami was... it was hot, but I didn't... I'm not a beach guy. You know me. I got eczema.
I mean, the parties is great at night.
Yeah, but
tacos,
I couldn't get in. I saw
like
it.
That.
I walked by. I saw all the things
tacos
going on
and
at
cocaine.
The same time. But I get it. It's just like, I get it. I can watch it on the movies. Yeah. I like when Bad Boys shows Miami and they fight the crimes and the Zopounds and the Haitians and all that shit. I don't really need to. I've been down there. I told you I got humbled. I went down there for a college gig a long time ago. And I had my first pair of cool gray Jordans and I kept them in my book bag. It was the greatest 100 and whatever couple dollars I spent.
Right.
Then I went down to this place called Ball Harbor Shops. This is when I started understanding what fly was.
Okay.
This is when I was like, oh, there's a bigger picture out here. I went to this place called Ball Harbor Shops, and I remember when I got there, it was open and closed at the same time because it was right on the beach, and they had Louis and John Varvatos. They had Versace. They had all that shit I couldn't afford. So I figured, let me just go sit in this restaurant because it's the only thing I can eat. And then I looked at some of these plates, $125 plates, and then I saw kids two seats down eating them with their grandparents. I said, I gotta get the fuck out of here. That nigga's eating my Jordans right now. Like, he's just eating the Jordans that I saved up for to rock at this college gig tonight. But yeah, they're casually just eating a $125 plate.
Yeah.
On a fucking Friday afternoon. Like, and then when I left, this is true shit, Wayne pulled up in a Bugatti. And I was like, not yet. I'm not supposed to be at this mall yet.
Yeah.
I saw him get out the car. It was nuts because I was walking away. Mm-hmm. And I saw this Bugatti Veyron pulling up. I was like, God damn, just in the parking lot.
He was living down there too.
And
right?
It was just like, Wayne got out the car and I was like, I'm not ready yet. I had no jewelry on. I had sand in my shoes. I had walked the wrong way and I had to walk through the beach to get to the mall. So I'm just this sandy ass nigga walking around this rich ass mall that I couldn't afford anything in. So Miami,
They deserve to get rid of the riffraff is what you say.
Get rid of the riffraff. And and make it something great. Hopefully they do something great. Hopefully they race cars down there, because they said 100 years from now Miami is going to be underwater. So
you think so?
That's what they say.
The fancy part, because I would say the same
they
thing for Atlantic
South
City.
Florida going to be underwater, boy.
But I would say the same thing for Atlantic City, because like you got to go through some serious bridges and marshlands to
a
get
lot of
to
marshes.
Atlantic City.
You got to drive over a marsh to get to Atlantic City. You know
right.
You see that disgusting little wet patch.
Yeah,
you
So there's something over there.
Yeah, man.
Which is also weird that they settled down there. Like, what the fuck kind of... Like, when you look at it, actually, of what some of these destination spots that we go to, you're like,
wetlands.
What the fuck is this?
Atlantic City, New Jersey, wetlands. You
but
are
even
fucking...
Florida, you ever been to the Keys? Just these, like, lily pads of funk, nigga. Or New Orleans is just like, it's the crotch. It's America's
my skin won't
musty.
Let me. I know the crotch. That's
grundle, my nigga. Like,
all my grundle. The grundles of America.
Right.
Nah, I'd rather not go to those. I kind of want to stay high up.
The country kind of is like a little, it's a crotch. Like, California is like the butt. Texas and the Gulf, that's kind of like the under the ball sack thing.
And Miami is a dick in the
water. Yeah, yeah. Florida's just the thing just hanging out. You know what I mean? And as you get up to New York, you see we're starting to get a little belly just poking out. You know what I mean?
Dick
like it's
long like Florida, just hanging in the water, dangling. Get the fuck out. That's so funny. Florida is America's dangling, rancid dick.
Yeah, man.
Terrible. But good on Miami. That's so wild. I never thought in a million years. You see the shit in France where it's a constitutional right to have abortions? Constitutional right.
Interesting. Okay.
They out in France partying. When we go out there, it's going to be wild.
Institutional right. That's a funny thing to come up with. Because it's like, all right, by that definition, it almost makes it sound like you can do an abortion on your own. Like, it's natural.
In my head, that's what I'm thinking.
Right, like, what are you talking about?
Over the counter. Paris is going to smell like dead babies when we get there. Like, nigga, that's
Paris
weak.
Has always been like that, though, man.
Stinky.
Like, France.
Rat living.
Yeah.
So, that's Bushwick. So
but, like, allowing, like, weird behavior to go down because they know they benefit from it.
Okay.
So it was, like, back in, like, pre-Revolutionary War.
Okay.
Like, France was, like, one of them places where you get locked up for smoking cigarettes or cutting school.
Yeah, man, that's why I'm bringing not a goddamn nothing across that water. My bag's sober as shit. I ain't got a weed. I ain't got a candy.
So, can you do that? What's the longest you've gone without smoking?
That's fine. I don't know. We're going to find out this time. I think the longest I've gone smoking is this trip because I don't want to do nothing.
We're
going to
have a very grouchy
grouchy
Derrick Gaines.
Maybe
nigga.
If we eat some good food. I know in London there's no food to eat really. But I'm gonna do an assassin's diet in London and
okay.
We're gonna wild out in Paris. So I'm gonna have grapefruit and boiled egg and coffee every day.
I hear Paris has the shittiest food.
I heard London has no food at all. Like they keep telling me that.
Oh no, I hear Paris has shitty food. That's the thing. We won't know until we get there.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Stop listening to these assholes online.
I've never
talking
been.
About whatever.
Where
the
I'm going, first of all, it took me 40 years to do this trip.
Right,
so,
right.
Like, all right, this is crazy.
Like, I've been seeing these videos now, all of these chicks on there complaining. I went to this country and I was treated poorly. Here's a documentation of mine. And it's like, bitch.
Everybody wanna make a green book now.
Right.
Everybody black. Yeah, don't cry. Don't travel here when you black.
Yeah.
I wasn't going there in the first fucking place.
And I'm like, who the fuck paid you to make that shit?
Who the fuck paid you? It's edited.
Right, because it's not only just the edited thing. If you that type of person that got to travel to Italy by yourself.
To find where they being unfair. That's
right,
weird.
There's no way you popular. There's no way. Really? Like, there's no way you got more than 583 followers.
You're not
with
a
that attitude. You know what I mean?
I think some of these motherfuckers just ain't social.
Right.
So it'll come off like racism when you just ain't fly.
Yeah,
your vibe is fucked.
I'm learning that now. I'm trying to make sure I'm not just becoming an old curmudgeon, bro. I've been fighting with T-Mobile for 3 days.
If I can be the flyest, most sweet-smelling curmudgeon ever, I'll do it.
But
if I'm a curmudgeon and where's Tom Ford, I'll be a curmudgeon.
And I know what I'm doing when I call T-Mobile. I know what's about to happen.
Yeah, you be fucking with them people.
Because what they're telling me don't make no goddamn sense. I'm not going to get into it and relive it, but I'm actively walking away from these motherfuckers, which I need to.
Go to Verizon, bro.
Verizon, here's what I don't like that I noticed that with all these companies. They all got like a little ghetto subdivision.
Okay.
I didn't know Verizon had one too.
Okay.
What's theirs called, T? We just seen them.
Total.
Total, yeah.
Total.
They was outdoor, like, and here's they always come out when the weather get nice.
The girl group?
Yeah, like that, but it's Red Total by Verizon. That's what it's called, right? So, like, Total by Verizon, they got Metro by T-Mobile. AT&T got a little ghetto one. I think they got Cricket or whoever, you know what I mean? But it's like,
I hate that.
Yeah.
That's like on Netflix when the main comic puts his friends on. So... So something by Verizon. Oh, you know the Verizon. You just don't know this motherfucker. Like, all right, Verizon presents. Get the fuck out of here. I don't want to see the presents.
Right. But they always come out. They come out when it's nice, too.
Who is that?
Totalmente. Oh, is this the, yeah. Wow, they got a Spanish dude. See, this is who you know is for. This who you know is for.
It's for the Spanish.
Totalmente. Hey, papi, you want to talk to people in the Dominican Republic all day long? I have unlimited data for you, my friend.
Yeah, man. That's like getting jet skis in Mexico type shit.
Yeah.
They
always, though, you ever notice that? Like the one day, if you get one day where it hits 60, it's like the phone companies know. And they be out there with their tables trying to sign people up. You know what I mean? And you be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah,
like,
man.
Why do niggas not have cell phones from the winter? What happened that, like, spring, that many niggas is signing up that you got a table out in the park?
Table out in the park.
And not a Verizon table. You got a